Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Class, we have a new student with us today. Please give a warm Whitby Middle School welcome to... Oh, didn't anyone tell you Halloween costumes aren't allowed until after school?
What costume?
Isn't that a farmer costume? The big straw hat? Yeah, it needs to go, I'm afraid. School policy.
You will let me wear my hat at all times and not give me any more grief about it.
Because I have a sensitivity to UV light.
I will not give you any more grief about wearing your hat, even though it is against school policy.
Great. Glad we straightened that out. Hi, everybody. My name is Vladimir. You can call me... Vlad.
Vlad? That was weird. Do you have a last name, Vlad?
Oh, of course. It's, Stapler? Vladimir Stapler.
Okay, students.
I burn easily too, Vlad. I'm Jonathan Harker, by the way. Class president. Gotta give you points for persuading Miss Wellsley you keep your hat on. Can you teach me your ways?
My ways cannot be taught.
Oh, yeah, because I'm on the debate team and always looking for new, mad, crazy negotiating skills. But hey, welcome. And if you need anything, let me know. Oh, and this is Mina and Lucy.
Welcome to Whitby, Vlad.
Sup?
Boo! Spooky! Happy Halloween, Whitby Middlers! This is your esteemed Principal Quincy, a.k.a. the Quincipal. Cool new nickname, right?
Always cool when you give yourself a nickname.
I'm here to remind you that tonight is the big blue flame treasure hunt.
Did he say treasure?
I can hear your excitement echoing down the halls. Best of luck to you, treasure hunters, and we'll see you in your fabulous costumes at the Halloween dance after. Stay safe and spooky! Oh, that's a real ghost!
Needs to stop with the sunflower seeds. It's getting gross. He leaves a trail of them everywhere.
Does everyone know about the treasure?
It's a Whitby tradition. Everybody participates.
Does it get violent?
No. It's just Whitby's warped idea of fun.
Focus up, class. It is time for some mathematical equations. Get it? Equations, like eek, because it's Halloween.
I must find the treasure.
Finally, Jonathan. Someone as intense about winning as you are.
Oh, I will win. I need to. My life depends on it.
See, I knew I liked you, Vlad. It's nice to meet another competitive soul.
What about my soul?
Lucy, does he seem a little...
awesome? Yeah.
GZM Shows presents Mina and Lucy's Guide to Slaying Dracula. Based loosely on the classic novel by Bram Stoker. Chapter 2, The Blue Flame.
Ugh, couldn't we eat somewhere less depressing than the cafeteria? Like, the boiler room?
Lucy, look, there's Art Holmwood. Did you ever get back to him about the dance?
You're going with him?
I may or may not have agreed to appear at the Halloween dance in his general vicinity.
So you said yes, Liz? He's your date?
I plead the fifth.
You should go say hi, or hey, hey is cooler, but do whatever feels best.
Doing nothing feels best.
Come on, Luce, go say hi, or hey, whatever, let it come to you. Here he comes.
hi-yay, Art.
Oh, hey, Lucy. Catch you later.
Yes, you will, Art Holmwood. Ta-ta! There he goes.
Did you just say hi-yay, Lucy?
Ugh!
I think it's a combination of hi and hey.
I will promptly be dying of embarrassment. It's been nice knowing you all. I leave everything to my pets.
Hi-yay could catch on.
Oh, hi-yay. There's Vlad. Doesn't look like he knows where to sit. Vlad, come sit with us.
Salutations, classmates.
Is that a sloppy Joe?
If I wasn't busy making a fool out of myself, I would have warned you about the food.
What's wrong with the food?
Mina and Lucy have a wacky theory about the lunch lady.
It's not wacky.
She puts bugs in food.
Hello, children.
Renfields.
Hello, Miss Fields. We were just talking about you.
How's the meal tasting? Squirmy.
Whew, coast is clear. The lunch lady's gone.
Phew, she gives me the heebie-jeebies.
Pro tip, Vlad? Ask your parents if you can bring your own lunch from now on.
Oh, that is my mom.
Wait, the lunch lady, Ren Fields, is your mom?
I didn't think she had kids on account of how much she hates them.
What? Ah!
Why do you keep doing that?
Now those are stealth skills, Miss Fields.
Eat up, children. Don't let your sloppy Josephs go frigid.
Mother, as I was saying, I was living with my dad in Pennsylvania, but my mother here wanted me to return to Whitby before high school. Isn't that right, Mom?
That is correct, dearest sweet baby human child of mine.
You can go now, Mother, and no more bugs in the food.
As you wish. Enjoy your feast.
Here, Vlad, you can have my leftover garlic veggie pizza.
Did you just hiss at the pizza?
I am lactose intolerant. So about the treasure, where exactly do we think it's buried?
You and Jonathan should partner up since you're both obsessed.
That's a great idea.
And I keep the treasure?
Well, I mean, I was thinking we could go halvesies and...
You will let me keep 100% of this treasure.
Yeah, sure. 100% of the treasure is yours.
That was easy.
Jonathan, let's head inside and you can tell me all about the treasure hunt.
Sounds good, pal.
Okay, Mina, I see you got a headline brewing.
How about this? Child-hating local lunch lady, formerly suspected of being a centaur, has heretofore unknown son.
A little wordy, but I like the use of heretofore. We can workshop it.
Before we get back to the show, I just want to say how much we have loved bringing you shows like Winnie Taylor's Fourth and Inches, or the new Earth Rangers Underground podcast, and especially the new episodes in the 6 Minutes feed, the ones about the Cyrus Lost tapes. And this is when I need to say a big thank you to all our GZM subscribers. Your support makes independent audio like this possible. If you're not a GZM subscriber yet, right now is the time to join for ad-free listening, early access, and more. Show your support and learn more at gzmshows.com/subscribers. Help us bring you more great shows by becoming a subscriber today. And thank you.
Mina, stop! Don't step on that worm.
Good looking out.
I wouldn't forgive myself if I let you ruin your new Doc Martens. Or that worm.
I think it escaped from Vlad's lunch. Don't you find Vlad to be a little... strange?
So? We're strange.
I just mean, he sometimes speaks in a deep, weird voice, hisses at pizza and the sun, and don't get me started on the whole Ren Fields is his mom thing. They don't have the same last name.
My mom kept her maiden name for work. It's 2023, Mina.
Okay, fair. But what about Vlad's treasure obsession? And the shipwreck showing up the night before he starts at Whitby Middle?
All right, Miss Editor-in-Chief. What are you thinking? Ghost pirate? Some sort of genie? A leprechaun?
Maybe a treasure-hungry dragon?
You already used that one on Principal Quincy.
I stand by my hypothesis.
Historically speaking, you have yet to prove any of your theories. Renfields was a centaur, Miss Wells was a mermaid, that eighth grader Sierra was a kraken, Dr. Levine was a siren, and Mr. Strauss was a cursed mummy from ancient Egypt.
Okay, when you list them out like that, it sounds a little kooky. But that ship showing up last night, that was real. And exciting! And now it's gone. So all I have left are my monster theories.
I don't think our new classmate is a dragon.
You're over my theories.
I love your theories. He's just not scaly enough.
But we're onto something, aren't we?
Reporter's recorder.
Entry number 563, Mina's Musings.
And Lucy's Lens.
Yes, and Lucy. Our photographer extraordinaire is here. So far, we are underwhelmed by the Halloween costumes at the Blue Flame treasure hunt.
Not enough blood and gore for my liking.
Same. I mean, cats? Football players? But hey, not everyone can rock your epic zombie look.
Back at you, Bridezilla.
Boo!
Hey, Jonathan.
Sup? Nothing? No reaction at all?
Leave the scaring to us.
Solid effort, though. Why'd you cover your nice suit in batteries?
Because I'm a high-powered lawyer. Get it?
Nice.
We love a pun.
Where's your partner?
What? Oh, he's chilling in the shade over there. Better get him and talk strategy. Hey, Stabler! Over here! Front and center, buddy. Huddle up.
Luce, let's make sure to get some good quotes and photos for the paper.
You got it, boss.
My grandpa's gonna make a speech!
In his pajamas.
I wish I could say it's part of his costume, but he loves rocking his pajamas in public.
Pajamas in public.
Another frightful Blue Flame treasure hunt with my esteemed council member, Principal Quincy.
Thank you, Dr. Van Helsing.
But I go by the Quincipal now.
Here we go.
The kids love it. Now, in a few moments, we will set you loose to find the blue flag and unearth the buried treasure beneath. If you do so, you will be rewarded with riches beyond your wildest imagination.
Did he say blue flag? I thought we were searching for a blue flame.
Oh, yeah. It's kind of a cheap out if you ask me, Vlad. Back in the day, town council used to hide the treasure under a real blue flame. But unfortunately, a couple trees...
And buildings?
Ah, yes. And a few buildings, yes, got a little... crispy.
Crispy?
Burned to the ground, leaving nothing but cinder, ash, and broken dreams. They say it took the entire town to put out the blue blaze.
Nice alliteration, Luce.
Anyway, now we use blue flags instead. Much safer.
But legend tells of buried treasure beneath a blue flame that blazes every Hallows' Eve.
Someone's been doing his research. Nice.
Yeah, that's just an old town myth.
Or is it?
Yes, it is. We're looking for flags, Vlad. Just flags.
Boo.
A quick refresher of the rules, folks. You may only search in the designated areas. No wandering. And stick with your partner. Oops! I dropped my seeds!
Seeds?
Vlad, where are you going?
I will assist.
Making a mess, Quincy.
Principal!
What's he doing?
It looks like he's picking up every one of Principal Quincy's sunflower seeds. By hand.
And counting them?
Kissing up to the Quincible won't help you win, buddy boy!
Oh, we will win.
Mina.
Hey, Grandpa.
Great speech, Dr. Van Helsing.
Thank you, Jonathan. Who's your friend with the seeds?
Oh, that's Vlad. He's new in town.
I see. Well, the hunt is about to begin. Remember the most important thing, kids? Have fun.
We still have a job to do, Grandpa. The school newspaper won't write and photograph itself.
Yeah, and the treasure won't find itself either.
I admire your work ethic, girls.
We are epic multitaskers.
42. 243. 200. 243 seats. Treasure time?
Okay, Luce. We'll stick to the plan. Start by the pond and work out in concentric circles.
No, I think that way. Toward the woods.
The woods? But the plan?
The woods, Mina. We go to the woods.
Lucy, we've been walking through the forest for hours. It's getting dark.
Don't you hear that?
Hear what? I can't even hear the band anymore. Hey, do you smell a fire?
I smell it. And I see it.
It can't be. Is that...
the blue flame.
A real blue flame. I thought the town council didn't use these anymore. How did you know?
I didn't.
We've got to put it out before it spreads. Hand me your water bottle.
Fast thinking.
Thanks. Wait, what is that in the ground?
Looks like something's buried.
Pass me the gardening spade. The flames are back! But you just put it out!
Huh, Mina, what are you doing?
Weird. The flame isn't hot.
Be careful.
Look, I can touch it. It's not burning me. I'm gonna dig.
What is that?
I don't know. Help me lift it out.
Okay, so it's a very small treasure chest.
But still a treasure chest. It's locked. We better get back.
Except, which way is town?
What was that?
We gotta get out of here.
Okay, but I'm taking the chest. Which way?
I don't care which way we run as long as we run.
Come on. We made it.
I'm gonna shower for a month after that.
The dirt actually adds something special to your zombie costume.
Oh, you're right. I look great.
Enjoy the warm cider and donuts, treasure hunters. Although nothing tastes as sweet as victory.
Let's claim our winnings and rub it in the boys' faces.
Whitby Town Council is thrilled to announce this year's Blue Flame Treasure Hunt winners, Jonathan Harker and Vlad Stapler.
Wait, what? Wait, what? Jonathan and Vlad?
Here's highly coveted prize, the Great Whitby Coupon Book.
I'm sorry. We want a book?
Not just any book. A coupon book. There's $2 off at Troop Scoops. Oh, and free shoe rentals at the bowling alley.
This is why we dug in the dirt? For free shoes?
Free rental shoes, okay? What did you think we were gonna unearth? Real pirate treasure? Gold coins or rubies?
No, you do not understand. This is not some game.
Congratulations, boys. Well done. Vlad, as Whitby's newest resident, why don't you say something to the crowd?
Me?
Go ahead, Vlad. I'm already a seasoned public speaker. You take this one.
Greetings, everyone. You know, I have spent many years searching.
Searching?
For a home. For companionship. For other things. Whitby, your lovely town has everything I am looking for. It is a town full of history and hidden treasures.
Why is he looking at us?
And I'm gonna find what I'm looking for. One way or another.
Lucy, if Jonathan and Vlad won the treasure hunt, then what did we find?
I'm Suri Marrero.
And I'm Jenna Ducanay.
And we play Mina and Lucy in Mina and Lucy's Guide to Slaying Dracula. For more great shows, visit gzmshows.com.
That was a good one.
That was a nice job. Shh, it's starting.
GZM Shows. Imagination amplified.
Hi, it's me, Jess. This is a message for all the 6 Minutes podcast fans out there. Have you heard? There are new episodes in the 6 Minutes feed called The Ivan Dispatch. I won't go into details, but Ivan found something. A box containing audio cassettes recorded decades ago. And it looks like they were recorded by Cyrus. If you're a fan and you're not following the show, you may have missed out. Search for 6 Minutes and click the follow button so you never miss an episode. And if you haven't heard 6 Minutes yet, what are you waiting for? Search for 6 Minutes, start a season 1, episode 1, and enjoy the most downloaded family audio drama in history. Hey, parents and teachers, have you heard about gzmclassroom.com? It's a website where teachers can get companion resources for everyone's favorite GZM shows. 6 Minutes, Mars Patel, Podcast Title Pending, Seis Minutos, The Res, Becoming Mother Nature, Iowa Chapman and the Last Dog, Treasure Island 2020, The Hollow, Young Ben Franklin, and The Big Fib all have companion resources for additional critical thinking, listening comprehension, and ultimately, creativity. We made them just for you. And oh yeah, they're free. Free! The people on Facebook didn't believe us, but they are F-R-E-E, free. Head to gzmclassroom.com and get yours today.